SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The strength of a community reflected in song as the Tongan Choir of the Uniting Church in Australia rehearses. The choir will sing at the installation ceremony of the Uniting Church's new spiritual leader, Reverend Carissa Sooley, later this month. It's the first time they will see the role filled by a person from their Tongan community. A second-generation migrant, Reverend Sooley says she will bring the values of her culture to her leadership of Australia's third-largest Christian denomination.
Growing up as a young Tongan young woman in a Pacific community, there was never a time when you would turn anyone away, even if they turned up to your house uninvited, unexpected. From a Pacifica heritage, we're always about being in community, right? We're always about what is the process where everyone can be involved.
The 41-year-old mother of four will be the youngest ever person to lead the Uniting Church in Australia and also the first person of colour after being elected president of the church's National Assembly. She says she wants to amplify the voices that often go unheard.
In the way that Jesus connected to people, he connected to the people on the margins. He connected to the women and the unnamed women. And so there's something there about hearing the voices of those that often don't get to have the microphone. I believe there's a richness in what we can learn from each other. And then we discover, actually, there's a commonality that we have.
Choir member Taya Sisi Sequoia says it's inspiring to see a woman in a leadership role.
It brings down boundaries between men being leaders of the church. So this is exciting for me because Carissa being a woman, it highlights that whether you're a man or a woman, you can be a leader.
As a member of the church's Tongan National Conference youth body, Sione Hehe Poto counts Reverend Sooley as both a friend and a mentor.
It's incredibly inspiring. You don't see it often, you don't see it at all, but to have somebody that looks like me stand there in positions of, great influence and to see that there's a place that we can aspire to and somebody sits there that looks like me, can speak for me and all the other people.
But Reverend Sooley's journey to this point has been a winding road marked by challenges, including the stigma of teenage motherhood after she became pregnant at the age of 16.
That's when I saw the judgments, not only of the church, not only of the family, but of wider society. It was almost like unbelievable to see a young person with a belly, walking the streets. So I felt the judgment.
She says the support of her husband and mother helped her through the isolation as her small family grew. But the stigma returned years later when she felt her call to ministry.
The story of me becoming a teenage mother came back and I would often get people say, "You can't be a minister. That's your husband's job. You're a woman." It's almost like to the, feeling the shame be rebirthed again. I brought shame on family, shame on culture, falling pregnant, out of wedlock and, as a teenager. But it didn't stop me, But I do want to say, it was a time of wrestling. And who was there again? My mum and my husband. And I had to find a way to work through letting go of the negative voices that I had experienced at that time and just stay focused on where I believe God was calling me.
Her eldest daughter, Sustina Suli, says she is proud of her mother's strength and humility.
I see her as a role model for emerging young women. I see her as a role model for people of colour. See her as a role model for people who are afraid to speak their voice or speak their truth. And she kind of symbolises that in a way.
More than 300 years after Christian missionaries settled in the South Pacific, more than 90% of the region identifies as Christian. Dr. Brian Alofaituli is a senior lecturer in Pacific Cultural Heritage and Religion at the National University of Samoa. He says the embrace of Christianity has informed human rights and climate change movements in the Pacific, but has also, at times, excluded important cultural beliefs. In recent decades, he says, there have been moves to allow room for those beliefs.
One of the tensions with traditional knowledge, sometimes it becomes secondary. But we're seeing within the last 30 years, the rise and the renaissance of indigeneity and revaluing and valuing systems and knowledge systems that were devalued by Christian missionaries, even Indigenous peoples who became part of the clergymen, and even chiefs, if you will.
For Reverend Suli, faith is a broad church that celebrates difference and community.
We're a community that loves to eat, break bread together, and also bring joy, bring colour. Colour in the sense of, you know, hearing that diversity as well, and what we see in our young people, what we see in our children as well.
Edwina Guinan, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.